All right, the season coming to an end for the Dallas Stars. The playoffs are almost here, and we'll have our weekly hockey visit with Daryl Razor Ray coming up in about 35 minutes at 8:55. But right now, we recap what was another wonderful day out on the golf course, the Tickets April Fool's Open.
What a day we had out there, and we couldn't do it without the amazing people of Grand Prairie. They've worked with us through the years, different events like this, like the Campound, and we should send this along some well wishes to our friend Rick Harold, who has retired from the Parks and Rec Department at Grand Prairie. He is a longtime P1. He's a longtime Mean Green fan, and we understand that he is in the hospital, and he's having a tough time. We'd like to send our well wishes out to him. Rick is a spectacular guy. He's the nicest guy you could ever be around. He was always so supportive of the Ticket. Saw him a lot at Mean Green games through the years, and we're sorry to hear that he's not feeling well, and we're thinking about you, Rick. You're awesome, and we love you. So, because of the folks in Grand Prairie who are so accommodating, we were able to mark off three holes at Prairie Lakes yesterday, 5, 6, and 7, a par 5, a par 3, and a par 4. We referred to them as 1, 2, and 3. And we had 9 combatants who had either played very little golf or, in the case of our winner from the morning show, Tyler Samsel, as you just heard on the Ticket Ticker from Deddy, he claims he's never been on a golf course before. He's been maybe to a range, played putt-putt. But he records an 8-over score of 20 to win the golf tournament, beating Gordon Keith, who many thought was the favorite because he's played a lot of golf. It's just been a while. But Gordo finishes 6 shots back with a score of 26, 14 over par, to finish second.
Did Tyler's 8-over, did that set the all-time April Fool's scoring record?
I think it did. I thought it was 17, but I think Ty's score last year was 23, I believe. So I think this is a new record, Tyler. Congratulations.
Yes, congrats.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but I didn't have much faith in you. In fact, I almost set an over-under of whiffs, and whiffs were a big player yesterday, as we found out. I figured if you hadn't played much golf that you would maybe try to do too much, which I think a lot of players do in this tournament, and you would whiff it, but you didn't have one whiff. You didn't come close. You hit the ball well.
No, and thankfully I went to the range before, because once I left the range, I thought about you, and I thought about that, and I thought the over would hit. It wasn't a good range session.
Oh, really?
Did you whiff on the range?
I didn't whiff, but I topped a couple, but, you know, worked through it.
And you told us yesterday you got clubs for Christmas, but you haven't touched them. In fact, you were taking them out of the box as you were approaching the tee.
Yes. Oh, well, I showed up early.
Oh, so for the range, you had them there.
Yes, yeah. Okay. I took them out of the box and we went over to the range. Yeah.
And your dad plays golf and he was your caddy. That must have been a settling force for
you. A little bit, although I had to overrule him a couple times.
Oh.
Including my
just like the tour,
my tee shot on the par 3 that I almost got to the green. We almost went 9-iron, and I said, I don't think that's enough. So we went 7-iron.
Nice.
And it still wasn't quite enough.
Right. I didn't hit it clean, but I got it there.
But it kind of looked like a golf shot, didn't it?
Yeah. I can't imagine what a wonderful Father's Day you're going to have in June, because you're a new father. Your father was on your bag for your victory at the April Fool's Open. What a wonderful celebration you're going to have.
It'll be crazy.
It'll be crazy. Now, everybody's trying to get to the bottom of Tyler's athleticism, because your swing was great.
Thank you. It looked
very athletic and smooth and like you've been playing for a long time, so people think you've been playing for a long time. I heard somebody, Corby, ask your dad, oh, you must be an elite athlete, and your dad said, used to be. So does he have an athletic background that
he
passed on to you?
Yeah, he does. He was really good at baseball.
Okay. Like, did he play in the majors for the Yankees?
No, I wish. No. No, but he was a really good high school baseball player in Colorado and, you know, passed down some of it to me.
Because you played baseball and softball.
Right, and I think that swing, even though it's a different type of swing, I think that swing helps me.
Yes.
It's just the footwork and the, you know, the technicalities of golf to get it to go straight is hard, but the swing itself felt fine.
Yeah, baseball players and hockey players usually make good golfers.
Yeah.
But just right out, though, and in all seriousness, just to go out in your first three holes ever and go 8-4-8, that's a four on a par three is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I really wanted that par, though. Man.
I bet.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had one of those in the April Fool's Open. That would have been sensational.
And he's so good now that he can't play next year. Is that the deal?
I think so. And it sounds like he, like Gordo, I think he's going to start playing.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
So, Gordo, what happened to you?
You finished second.
You knocked it OB with your first shot. You did finish second, but I really blew up
on the par three. I started my game by blowing up on the first hole, and I think I shot a 10 on the par three, which I feel hurt me.
It did.
It did. The first shot going OB is never a good thing.
Yeah, the problem was that was the third shot that I've hit in a decade and a half was my very first tee shot yesterday. So I didn't go to the range like Tyler did. I didn't sandbag by having an athletic golfing father like Tyler did.
Your dad played college football. He was an athlete.
He did, but he had an ugly golf swing.
Oh.
And that hurt. Passed that down to me. You know, golf is a failed game. As you guys know, I mentioned to you earlier in the program that I don't think it'll be even played by humans here in 3 years, that we will all collectively lose interest
prediction.
In it. But I'm here to make a big announcement, George.
Okay.
I am not participating in next year's April Fool's Open.
Uh-oh.
Why is that?
You all right?
Because he's going to take up the game.
Because I'm not going to take up the game. I'm going to leave this. I'm going to step aside and leave the game for other people who are looking for opportunities to play.
So 3 holes in 15 years is enough for you.
Yeah. I'm just burned out on the game, to be quite honest with you right now. I noticed somewhere around the third hole yesterday, I'd lost my love of the game.
Grinding like that.
Yeah,
for
it's
so
the grind.
Long.
It's
yeah.
totally the grind.
I get it.
I think people really underestimate the grind.
Yeah, they do.
That occurs.
Of walking three holes.
Walking all 3 holes in the April Fool's.
Your
open.
Problem was your scheduling. You never arrive for a sporting event 30 seconds before that event starts.
Right.
No
and
athlete
I, and
does
I didn't
that.
Know that. I didn't know that's bad strategy.
That's what he does for work. What's the difference?
As I said in that clip that was played on your news broadcast by one of your broadcasters, I thought I was on time. Like, I thought that
you
was...
heard 4:10,
yes,
you got there at 4:10.
And I was
therefore...
very proud of myself.
Okay.
I didn't realize that I had to go straight to the tee box and tee off
at 4:10. Yeah, we're trying to do some pre-tournament interviews, and you got media obligations.
Somebody
practicing.
Somebody should have told me that we teed off at 3:10, and then I would have been there in time to take a few practice shots.
Well, Mino finished behind you at 15 over par with a score of 27, as did last year's champion Ty Walker. Then Elf at 17 over with a score of 29. Then Jake, 18 over, a score of 30. Davey, his first time ever in the tournament, cards a 32, 20 over par. EA Azad in with a 38 for 26 over. And then there's Matt Birmingham, who finished 39 over par, a score of 51, including a 31 on the par 5.
Man, is he not the most entertaining golfer ever?
Yes.
That hole that we're going to listen to here in a minute, that hole that he got a 31 on was the funniest thing ever. And Donnie and I are all alone up on the next hole, and we are just giddy in anticipation of the Birmingham group coming to play our hole. We wanted to see him in person.
Man, he's so slight of build. He had his Raising Cane's outfit on. He had a Raising Cane's belt, which I didn't
know
existed.
Where do you get that?
I don't know. But
he had that specially made by an artisan?
Maybe. And it was so big that it almost doubled up. It almost went all the way around his body a second time.
Yes.
He had it through about 5 loops.
He just... His body fades as you look down from his head on down to his body. He just gets smaller and smaller.
That's one of the best things about the tournament, the outfits that everybody wears. Gordo was in all black, dressed like Johnny Cash with dress shoes, I think.
Dress shoes,
and a dress shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of, I took that as a nod to the 30s, like, you know, Jimmy DeMarrett and all that.
Yeah, Jimmy DeMarrett. That's who I was thinking of.
Did you see somebody tweeted at us, George, that Gordo reminded him of, was it Danny DiNucci from Caddyshack?
Yes.
Who wore slacks and dress shoes.
Yeah. Is that the real creepy guy?
Yes.
It was the Italian caddy.
Yes.
Elf was wearing some crazy Zubaz pants.
Yeah, they look like Joey Buttafuoco.
Zebra-looking pants.
You mentioned Birmingham. Jake was wearing a cap that said oil on it. Was he implying that he was taking oil like the oil money?
Yeah, because he had a
Live Tour.
He had a Live Tour shirt on.
Oh, he had a Live Tour shirt. Okay.
With oil.
So he was taking blood money there.
Yes. That was great. EA had a Romo jersey.
Why was he wearing a Romo
jersey? I guess that's his favorite golfer. I guess.
Ty, the defending champion, who did not defend, even though I took him in the Calcutta again, and I was disappointed, but as I mentioned during the round, it looked like he did not handle success well from his previous year's championship.
No.
He was wearing a lot of giant gold bling around his neck. He was wearing a shirt with a picture of himself on it.
Yeah.
So I think he didn't think he could be beaten yesterday.
As I said yesterday, I think Ty had a very Luka-like offseason.
Yes.
He's real kind of full of himself, didn't really work on his game. And the par 5 really took its toll yesterday. That's where Ty had a 13. Elf had a 12. Jake had a 13. Dave had a 17. And, of course, Ham with his now legendary 31.
Still is so
unbelievable
to me.
I think, 6 or 7 whiffs as his ball. He didn't realize two things. That he could have taken an unplayable. That's on his caddy. Ryan should have told him, hey, it's taken unplayable here. And then
I don't even know what that means. I've never even heard that.
If you have something like, if you're like in a bush or something like that, you can take relief from that. Take a drop of it.
It's charged a stroke.
Yeah.
It's not a free drop, but it would have saved him 9 shots because he took 9 whacks at it. In the bush.
What?
In the bush.
Oh! And he didn't know that each whiff counted as a shot, too.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either. Yes. Like, Conrad told me that after I watched Elf whiff one time. He goes, that counts as a shot. I go, really? I thought that was like you could just say it was a practice swing and you're fine as long as you didn't touch the ball.
Man, we had more whiffs in that tournament yesterday than the previous April Fool's Open.
Yes, that broke whiff record, and I'm sorry, it's still real to me. It's still really funny when someone spends a lot of time over a ball, looking up, looking down, and you start to buy in. Okay, this has a chance.
Like they got
here
it together.
And then they make what they are trying their very best, and they swing as hard as they can, and they either whiff or the ball goes like 3 inches or a foot or something like that.
I'm taking a huge cut at it, too. It's just so funny.
Or if it goes real violently into the water just seconds after it leaves the club, that's
funny, too. Elf almost skipped the ball over the water.
Yeah.
He almost cleared the water by skipping it.
Skipped it about 6 or 7 times.
I saw a couple of those where they're settling in with their waggle over the ball, and they take this big, beautiful swing, and they hit about 8 inches behind the ball and take all this mud with them as they try to drag the club through.
Yeah, they try to make it look good, just still trying to bring it through. And we had a stretch on that par 5 where Ham was trying to get over the water, and we were all laughing so hard, and we're going to hear that next.
We're recapping the April Fool's Open, our station golf tournament, to crown the best worst golfer up here, won by Tyler Samsel, our board op. Gordo finished in second, finishing a distant last place at plus 39 for 3 holes. And Bob Sturm did the math, and he said if you were to extrapolate that out over an 18-hole round, Matt Birmingham would have shot a 306.
Yeah, I don't know if he would have had another hole like he did on 5 where he got in trouble off the tee. He swung and missed 8 or 9 times. And then came the water hazard. He already knocked 1 in, so he went to the drop area. And this is about the time we pick up the broadcast from yesterday with the crew of Corby and Bob and you and Donovan, myself. And Craig Rosengarten and Rick Arnett were also a part of our broadcast team yesterday. It was very CBS-like. I mean, it was we had the whole course covered, all three holes, and this was an amazing 3 minutes.
Now, right now, Ham, who just hit it in the water, about 4.5 feet. That's the total length. Ryan Medlin is literally trying to line him up where to hit the ball.
I'll give you...
The alignment's not the problem.
25-1, George.
Altitude is the problem with this guy.
I will give you 25-1, George.
Okay.
25-1?
$5.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Please hit it
Come
over.
Come on, Ham. Smooth.
This is it. Ham's landing up. He doesn't know there's $100, $125 on this shot.
No chance. Make it a million.
Over the water.
Do this.
Hey, wait a minute. It's short of the water.
It's okay. He has done the absolute impossible.
I'll let you.
He was 2 feet behind the water, and he hit it 1 foot. It is short of the water.
He
gets another crack. Oh, he's being held by his caddy in case he follows through in the water.
Dude, he's going to hit him in the head. Yeah, get out of there, dude.
Ryan, get out of the way.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
my gosh. I just whiffed.
This is a whiff.
Ryan, move out of the way. You're going to get killed.
Whiffs are way up this year. I bet we've had 10 whiffs today.
It's like Jer's 23 is off the hook.
Oh.
What did he do?
He
missed the ball.
Swinging it with 2 inches.
It
and a mud divot. A mud divot almost cleared the water.
He has hit it 4 times and he hadn't got it to the water.
He hit mud.
Okay, he none of this
stopped. He's got to hit it again.
He's got to fall in the water.
Okay. Oh. He has to hold out to Ty Jer's record.
Record.
He's over the ball.
In the water. He's going to fall in the water.
Come on.
Is that another whiff?
Yes.
Yep. Even the Tiger's laughing at this point.
He's over it again. He's over it again. For a 25. Oh, oh!
Get up!
Oh, he's over the water! He's over the water! Oh! The caddy and the player, they embrace! It's like they've won the Masters! An unbelievable turn of events from Matt Birmingham!
How do we roll that on our bet, Bob? He got it over the water.
I'm pretty sure you lost the bet. I don't know. We were going to give him an entire bucket.
Oh, my God.
How is this group still playing this hole?
It's been
the longest hole
an hour and a half and from the same hole.
Man, it did. It took them, I think, close to an hour to play that hole.
One hole.
Unbelievable.
They had the first delay with Ham off the tee. Then they had... two balls way left over in the woods. They were looking for that. And, they did not want to drop a ball. They were they were bound and determined to play it and play it all the way through the hole. Gosh, that was amazing.
I can't believe it. So he was hitting from the drop zone, right?
Yeah.
And he
left it short.
And the drop zone was what, 5 feet from
something
the water,
like
something like
yeah.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he was afraid he was going to fall in the water because he was so close to it that, yeah, Ryan Medlin was holding his belt.
You know, I almost thought about playing my ball. I hit that ball in the water, and it was in the water probably about, it was about 4 inches down in the water.
No way.
Right on the edge of the water, too.
Never a good idea.
Conrad told you.
Yeah, Conrad said, hey, take a drop.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know what? For the spectacle of it,
gosh, that would have been
and the
hilarious.
Challenge of it, it'd be fun to at least try to hit this ball.
Yeah. I wondered if you may roll up the pants and get in there like
yes.
Vandeveld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was that moment where that group had been on that hole for 45 minutes, and they were all off in the woods walking around. And, George, what'd you say it looked like?
Like they're out deer hunting.
they're all carrying kind
golf.
Of long shafts.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing over there? Oh, gosh.
Like
that was
you
awesome.
Said, like you said, one of them was like, I swear I saw it fall right over here.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like you're looking for tracks. Yeah.
Yeah. I know I dropped him. I know I did. Oh, man. What a day. What a day. The April Fools Open, our champion in 2023, Tyler Samsel. Way to go, Tyler. It is 8:46.